Greetings. It is I, Metatron. I am here as a member of the collective consciousness of the all that is. I am the overseer of this project of seeding of the divine. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about seeding of the divine. As the name of this collective group that doesn't just contain a membership of each one of you, that is a very valuable part of this collective crucible. But there are members that are from the stargates of Sirius, of the Pleiades, of the Arcturians. There is a huge collective consciousness of the archangelic realm. We lords of light, the ascended master realm. Each one of us, whether the human counterpart or the other parts of this community that are not human, are a very integral part of this community, and we all serve a purpose in our presence and in the work that we do within this collective consciousness, within this crucible. This crucible was co-created by you, the human counterpart, that is the part that is most significant in raising a physical planet back into Christ consciousness. We can provide the pure energetics that are needed, but it must be brought through a human body, a form. The anomalies, the fractures in the collective consciousness of a Christed physical, now this is a word you have to pay attention to, physical planet, are important for you to recognize, because the fractures occurred at a physical level through a human creation. It has to be resolved or returned to its original state through the human form. And you, beloveds, are that form. You are that body. We've talked about this on many occasions, how important resurrecting the body is to this whole project. And because it is so important, and because you are so dedicated to this project, there are a few things that we see need to be further clarified. Number one, as you all are aware of, many of you were present in the final days of Atlantis, in that final cataclysm. And because of that, many of you remember those final days, and they are very, very painful. They were painful to many in the creative realms, not just your planet, but it affected an entire galaxy. So there was a force present in those final days. They were called the Belials. They were in opposition to unity and love consciousness. They were all about separation, superiority, division. And I am here to tell you, to warn you. Take notice, dear ones. The Belial is alive and well. And you have been brought to their attention as a great force to be reckoned with. They will take any opportunity available to this collective force to enter and destroy any unified effort to correct the state of a fallen Christed planet, a physical planet. They will enter through your mental emotional body, through reaction. They will enter when you are uncertain or you are not in a healthy state of your physical being. So it's important to take care of that physical body of yours because they will take any opportunity to enter where you have less resistance. So you have to look at this very seriously because this project hinges on your continued support and continued awareness. Be aware every time you react unconsciously. Be aware how that happens. Does it happen in your emotions, an outburst in the emotions? Does it happen in continual thoughts that are directed at others, blaming them, judging them? This is a crucial point now. So much happened in the 2018 conference that would catapult the transformation of humans in a way that the Earth has not seen since the Golden Era. I am not here to warn you. I am here to warn you. I am not here to frighten you. I want you to be clear and aware so that you can be in that state of being every single day of your life as we move forward. The crucible is protected. At the end of the conference, the four archangels who are in charge of the angelic portal, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Uriel, descended and surrounded the crucible to protect it. Because we lords of light could see that there might be an interruption in the crucible. And so these archangels descended immediately before the group dispersed. Now, that said, every time there is a disruption within the group energy where there is sharing of information and processes that are to be kept within the collective of seating of the divine, it causes a ripple effect in the crucible. It doesn't damage it. The archangels are there to protect it. But there is a ripple that causes a disruption of sorts. And that disruption affects each and every one of you and your ability to proceed with the teachings and to proceed in a way that individually you take responsibility for you. Every action that you choose, and it is a choice at this level, you cannot claim ignorance. You have gone way past that. Because you are aware. Do you fall short occasionally? Absolutely. It's the human condition. You do not understand when you entered the human body to do this service, beloveds. You do not understand at this point the restrictions that were put on your soul spirit as you entered that form. It was a third dimensional form that was restricted by division and fear. And it has taken a lot to raise that to fourth dimension. And now, with the potential to raise it to fifth dimension in a state of love and unity. So every choice that you make is important. And yes, from time to time you will fall short. But if you practice, if you take time for you individually, daily, to study, to go within, to discover those parts of yourself that you have forgotten, those divine parts of you that have been so restricted by a third dimensional body, this takes your attention now. So even though you know you will fall short, even though you know you will be forgiven, it still affects the whole. So you have to take responsibility for those actions, for those choices. And then go within. Discover what caused them. What was the interference that caused the choice to be less than fifth dimension? And you have to be honest with yourself about this. You can't say, well, it was the Belial influence. Yes, that's part of it. But you have a choice here if you will stay conscious. I want to talk a little bit more about you as that individual. That beautiful spirit that entered and agreed to come into this restrictive environment to help humanity, to help the earth and the elementals that you all love so dearly and it means so much to you. You, as that beautiful individual, the light of the all that is, came into that body through a genetic lineage. And that lineage changed because of the light of your spirit. It changed every individual whoever used that lineage or whoever will use it in future times, if you want to see it linearly. And as you have taken on this project in all seriousness to change the course of Earth and bring it back to its golden era, think of what you have done for that lineage. Your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your parents, cousins, aunts, uncles, siblings, generations and generations who use that lineage. Think of all of the individuals that gather in our crucible, the human counterpart, all the various individual genetic lines, and all of the beautiful spirits that have come into that genetic lineage to make a difference. This is how humanity will rise again to its divine image. So do you see how important you are? Do you see how important this group is, not just to we, Lords of Light, and all of the members who do not have bodies like you do. You are the ones that make the difference. We guide you. We love you. We watch over you. We teach you. We show you energetics that you have forgotten. But you are the ones that will change the course of human history, of humanity itself. And we want you to know how valuable you are. When you entered that body of third dimension, all of the mastery that you ever had or gained was not available to you. So we have been here for you to show you the path back to mastery. You are still limited by that third, fourth dimensional body because you have not yet totally transformed it into fifth dimension in a state that can be held very, very stably and never compromised. So yes, you have certain master imprints that are now being awakened in you, but that ascended master part of you is still not available to you. So you will have times when you fail, you misstep, you react. We understand that, and we want you to understand it so that you can immediately right yourself, become more conscious, pay more attention. Do not ever think this project has finished. It is not. We need you. As part of this collective consciousness, we need you. You play such an integral part in the resurrection of planet Earth and of humanity. So, to clarify, I think we've clarified our position. I think we have clarified how important you are, how important this group is. But now let me clarify why we want it kept within the collective group of Seating of the Divine. This is a closed group. Those who were installed just recently in it had to study hard to catch up so they could be in the same coherency and knowledgeable as the original Seating of the Divine group. So there is a process in awakening a consciousness that had to be taken so that this crucible could be maintained in its full integrity and not have any ripples whatsoever in its energetics, so we could move on and do what needed to be done. So it is never, ever appropriate conduct to share any part of the teaching, any process, any channeling, any discussion that is ever held within a group gathering. If you feel strongly about some process, some part of a channeling, some part of a teaching that you feel should be shared to a broader group, present it to us. Contact Joan. Contact Joan and John. And ask permission. Talk about it. Converse about it. Bring it up at a collective community call. And discuss it amongst yourself. But do not go off at your own discretion and choose to share what you want to share. You have to look at the motivation here, dear ones. What is the motivation in sharing this information? Do you want to feel superior? Do you want to make yourself feel better about you? Where is your ego in all of this? These are the things that have to be considered, and they will have to be considered often as we move forward, because you will be opposed by forces who do not want you to succeed. And we know that you can overcome this interference. You have the strength, you have the courage, you have the tenacity, or we would have not engaged you in this project. You volunteered. We said yes, please come with us. So as we move forward, dear ones, summon that shield of Michael. Stand up courageously. Make a vow to stay as conscious as you possibly can and to practice it daily. We know that this is possible. We can see it in your heart. We can see it in your energy field. But you must see it. It's not enough for us to see it and to tell you. You must see it. And the next months, it's so important to take time for you individually. The groups that you are involved in served you well. But now it's time to find you in all of this, apart from the group. So do take the time to do that. A group member, as much as they love you, cannot tell you what you need to know about you. You have to discover that. That's your job. They can support you. They can love you. But you have to discover it, just as you had to remember your master imprints, that you had to remember that you were that divine individual that came here for purpose and that you had a big role to play. Cultivate the community calls so there is discussion within the divine image collective. Discussion, sharing, consulting, because you are all on the same page. You are all awakening and you are guided, you are taught, you are shown. And then the most important part is your own personal discovery. So I know this has been a long conversation, beloveds, but it was a needed one. So therefore, to clarify again, no teaching, processes, channelings, discussions are to be discussed outside of the seating of the divine membership without permission. And permission and discussion are what grows your confidence in you and your abilities to see and to know. Bring it into the community call. Discuss it with co-members. And then get the final permission from the human overseers of this project. Joan and John. So now, beloveds, I would like to close this part of my conversation, and I would like to turn this call over to Milena Yee and Archangel Anratah.